You want a guy who's going to be a leader, a guy who's tough, and just one that's going to win a lot of games.
If you have an opportunity to draft one of these guys, this guy is going to be at my hip for a long time. And you can start determining, is this the guy you want leading your franchise?
I mean, the guy's got to be the toughest guy on your team. There's no question about it.
You know, a guy that's smart, a guy that's going to take control of the huddle, he is the face of the franchise.
There's only so many human beings on this earth that can play that position at a high level.
You see the mock drafts and you see the prognosticators project where a player's going to go, but there's always surprises.
Steve Keim would be open to a possible trade if the quarterback they liked ended up falling right around where their lap is. Maybe if they don't have to give up too much, but just hop a couple picks.
Josh, why do you think you should be the first quarterback off the board?
I think I'm the best quarterback here.
Tiffany Blackman here live with the Cardinals. What are we hearing there, Tiffany?
Well, Andrew, we know they need a long-term quarterback. GM Steve Keim has said that's no secret. Now, I did ask about the possibility of trading up to try to get their guy, whoever that really may be. And they told me they are lukewarm on it because of what they would have to give up. And they have so many other pressing needs, like on the offensive line, like at the receiver position.
If you see the front table doing anything like a trade, kind of look to see what other tables are. You know.
Here comes Roger Goodell to open the draft. Oh, yeah, look at Staubach throw deep.
Roger still got a gun on him.
The 2018 NFL draft is now officially open.
This goes to Chubb.
There's a good chance I think it's Chubb. And if that's the case, I know Buffalo's probably trying to trade up the next couple picks.
I think if Denver takes a quarterback, we're out of this first round, don't you think?
Good chance.
Because Buffalo's going to get ahead of us.
Yeah. We could try 1-3 and our 5 to Oakland. Reggie. Hey, Steve Keim. As we're getting closer, any more thoughts on those numbers?
Helps ensure that all kids.
Okay, brother. Just leave it out. Thanks, man.
Picks in.
Who's it?
Chubb. Yep. Okay, that's helpful. There's nobody else in there that's going to take a quarterback, is there?
Yeah, I mean, Miami could. Somebody could trade up.
All right. Buckle your seatbelt here. Oakland's on the clock.
Hey, Reg. So, again, we'll give you 15, 79, and 152, which is our fifth. You do it? Okay, Reg, appreciate you. Congrats, man. Huh?
Guys, this can be a trade.
Okay, send it in.
It's going to be Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA.
I'm going to call him right now.
We're going to get on the phone with him, and then I'll call you back. How many minutes do we have? Seven. 7 minutes. Okay, I'll call you back.
I am now told the Arizona Cardinals are, in fact, on the clock.
That's correct, sir. They hot changed the graphic behind you.
Josh, Steve Keim with the Cardinals. How you doing? Ready to come out to the desert? Congrats, my man. We just traded up with the Raiders. Future's all about you, my man. Looking forward to it. Here's Coach Wilkes.
Josh, congratulations, man. How you feeling? Oh, we're excited, man. We really are. You're going to do some great things for us for a long time. We will. Hey, I want you to talk to Michael Bidwell.
Josh, Michael Bidwell, how are you? Very well. Congratulations. We're excited to bring you out to Arizona and make you a Cardinal. So impressed with you, with what you did on the field, but really impressed when we got a chance to spend some time with you. So, all right, enjoy, and we'll turn it in here in a couple minutes. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Nice. Got him.
The Oakland Raiders have traded the 10th pick to the Arizona Cardinals. With the 10th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA.
Yep.
buddy.
Played out just the way you thought, man. Congrats.
Good job.
Congrats.
The second I got that call, there's basically motivation and determination set in. And I honestly could have walked straight off that stage onto a plane to Arizona and got to work right then.
Brought family, my agent, some friends, and Mr. Bidwell sent his plane. I'm very thankful for that. But I'm really excited to touch down in Arizona and get to work.
Let's go to Arizona.
Let's do it.
The last couple days have just been hectic. There's been a lot going on. A lot of rumors, a lot of phone calls, a lot of draft week festivities, I guess you could say. But I'm glad it's all over and that we can finally start focusing on what actually matters. It was a surreal feeling. It was just relief. I just wanted to have teammates again. I wanted to belong. And that's probably as I saw a couple guys going ahead of me. I was just jealous because you can kind of like figuratively see them walking into some teammates' arms. And that's what I wanted. I just wanted to have teammates again.
What up, dog?
Congrats,
thanks, man. How we doing?
I said there are 9 mistakes ahead of me, but I actually take that back because there are a lot of other positions that went to great fits and great teams. It's the other quarterbacks. There are 3 guys that went ahead of me. And I'm very confident I'm better than each and every one of them. And I'm looking forward to proving it. It's a unique situation because I'm very happy that like I got a team that traded up. They're as happy for me to be there as I am them. It's like, going to the prom, you want to go with the girl that wants to go with you. It was awesome. It's kind of an indescribable feeling. It's surreal. I don't think I could have walked up to that stage fast enough. I shook Mr. Goodell's hand. I told him that I will be shaking his hand in the future and receiving a Lombardi from him. He said he's looking forward to it.
Arizona, I would say, won the first day of the draft. They entered the day needing a quarterback. They had the 15th pick, and they landed Josh Rosen.
I like the desert. I played really, really well here, and I've played really, really badly here. Got on both sides of it. I'm excited. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see who... I can say we now. I'm excited to see who we draft the next couple of days. I definitely want to reach out to him. Sam just texted me, Bradford. Said, Josh, what's up, man? Welcome to Arizona. Just want to let you know that I look forward to playing with you. I'll be an open book, so if you ever need anything or have any questions, feel free to ask. Football as well.
Awesome.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Josh, welcome.
Thank you.
Good ride?
Absolutely.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for giving me the call.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
it. We're so excited.
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome.
How you doing, buddy? Congratulations.
Great to have you.
Thanks. Yeah,
told you it was going to work out.
Yeah.
Worked out right.
I'm excited.
Congratulations. Oh, thanks.
Ready to go to work?
Yeah.
My man.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Me too. Happy to have you.
Absolutely.
I think we'll get you right now.
Yeah.
We'll get you right. We were so excited, man. It couldn't have worked out.
Yeah.
And I know you're a little disappointed.
No, honestly.
Guess what? You had the right spot.
So what's one thing maybe you'd want our fans to know about you?
That I'm all in. I'm all in with the city, the state of Arizona. I'm all in with the Cardinals. And what you're seeing is what you're getting. And I promise I'll work my butt off every single day. As hard as I possibly can to make sure that we bring this state some Lombardi trophies.
Everybody goes through the evaluation process. Our scouts spend a lot of days on the road. We watch hours and hours of film, getting to know the player. And the one part about this process that I quite frankly love is getting to know the person. And over the past several weeks, we've gotten to know the person in Josh Rosen. Without further ado, because I've talked enough about him, I'll introduce our 2018 10th pick in the draft, Josh Rosen.
This is an unbelievable, unbelievable team that I think is really, really primed and set to do some incredible things in the future. And I think I just very simply lucked out. I'm going to compete my butt off every single day. But then again, I'm not going to be that guy that comes in and thinks he's the man from day one. It's a long process and you got to earn it.
Some mock drafts have you going to the Cardinals at some point. What would that be like for you to?
It'd be surreal. Just being a kid, you know, growing up right down the street, played right down the street from here at Saguaro, and, you know, being around the Valley my whole entire life would just mean, you know, so much to me just to be back in front of my family and friends and, you know, back in front of the state, you know, where I was born and raised.
Just tell him we're going to hold tight. All right, so we're three picks away. Here we go. Christian. Hey, man, Steve Keim with Cardinals. How you doing? Where are you at? Are you in Scottsdale?
Hey.
Sounds like you're having a party.
Christian Kirk. Wide receiver, Texas A&M. He's a local kid. He actually won in 2014. He won our high school player of the week.
Man, I'm telling you what, the reason you were in this position, not only because you're a hell of a player, but you're a great kid. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. So you're a Cardinal, man. You get to stay home. Dream come true, right? Mason Cole, guy who played center his junior year, then he played left tackle his senior year. Smart, tough, competitive, athletic. Really good interview at Indy. Coach, what are your thoughts on those guys? What's up there? What's left? What are your thoughts?
You just talked about the Mason. You know, the building for the future right there. Evans is pretty good, too. We had him in the running back.
And he's got strong grades across the board. He's played left tackle. He's played center. Pretty confident he could play guard.
That's what I was going to say, you know, position flexibility. That's what we need inside.
That's why as nice as it'd be to take a defensive player, we don't want to press it. I mean, that's why you got to trust our board. Never hurts to move forward with a franchise quarterback and keep building that offensive line. Mike, you good with that?
Center.
Offensive lineman. You play all those positions.
Starts up front.
Exactly.
DNA. You know?
Mason Cole.
Center.
Center. University of Michigan. Yeah.
Mason, Steve Keim. Good. Anybody call yet? Okay. I don't know if you remember talking to us at the combine, but you made quite an impression on us. Just have that mindset where you're going to come in and work your ass off and compete just like you did at Michigan.
We're on the clock.
We're on the clock. All right, man. Congratulations. You are a Cardinal. I'm really excited about this draft so far because of two things. Number one, we've stuck to our board. We didn't veer because of grades or because of a positional need. We stuck to value and we stuck to the person.
We'll continue to add some more good players tomorrow, but as Steve talked about, we're not going to get away from our board. You know, the coaches, the scouts have done a tremendous job in setting the board, and we believe in the board, so we're going to continue to follow the process, and we're not going to waver.
Congrats and welcome.
Thank you so much.
This is so
appreciate
cool.
It. Yeah, it's awesome.
Being a hometown kid and, you know, growing up here, you know, always been a, you know, Cardinals fan and just remember so many times, you know, growing up, you know, especially when they made the Super Bowl run and, you know, being able to have the opportunity to be around, you know, Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald, it's just, you know, so surreal.
Isn't it crazy how this comes
full
circle?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
From Saguaro High School. Safety and wide receiver number 2, Christian Kirk.
Hey, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So we drafted you from our current hometown, and we just drafted a guy from my old hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Pennsylvania.
From Fordham.
Yeah. They sent every team?
Sir.
That's what it was.
How are you doing, buddy? Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So excited.
How did
so
we know?
Even in high school, you know, we get opportunities to go, you know, down, you know, to Cardinals games, go down on the field and whatnot, and, you know, be recognized. You know, I just, you know, always remember stepping on that field, dreaming about, you know, maybe one day playing, you know, on that field.
He's going to be a great ambassador to the team and to the state of Arizona. I promise you that.
I see bullets of darkness to me, too. I was telling Evan this morning, I said I couldn't be happier. Obviously, we all wanted him to go in the first round, but I would take this over the first round any day. Any day.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And there's no better place for him to be, you know, playing football, professional football, than at home in his backyard.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Huh? That was awesome. That was our junior year of high school.
I just can't wait to take the field, you know, in front of, you know, all my friends and family and the community. Just, you know, being born and raised here, you know, means the world to me, and just happy to be a Cardinal.
Have you had a chance to pick a jersey number yet?
Number 13. So I'm sticking with, wore 3 in college, and 13 was there, and it was a no-brainer.
Kurt Warner's number.
Yep, exactly. So I got to rock it well. I got a lot to live up to.
Really, we wanted guys with character that love the game.
Chase Edmonds out of Fordham.
The guy has tremendous run skills, great lateral quickness, avoidability in space, great vision, and everybody from top to bottom was excited about him.
Chris Campbell, common spelling, first name and last name.
He caught our eye down at the Senior Bowl, had a great week, and performed at a high level. He's a guy that we think can come in and compete right away.
Pick 254, brother, you ready to be a Cardinal?
Cincinnati, yes. Corey Cunningham.
Massive frame, 6'6", 311 pounds. He ran 4.90, vertical jump 36 inches at that size.
We tried to stay true to our board. You know, we put a lot of hard work and dedication into that. And the one thing you don't want to start doing, you don't want to start trying to reach.
That's when you get in trouble, because we'll be sitting here in October and you guys will be telling me I need something else. And that's not how you build a roster.
We had a plan. We had a vision. We got better.
He wanted guys with our kind of DNA. So, you know, especially in our first draft together, we wanted to make a statement.